is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. With the backdrop of the Israel-Hamas war, a combination of regional attacks and controversial statements over the weekend have already stirred the already tense environment in the Middle East. VOA's Veronica Balderas Iglesias explains.
So it's reporting more than 25,000 people killed so far in the Israel-Hamas war. The United States isn't easing its pressure on Israel to protect civilians and to allow additional humanitarian assistance to be delivered. Deputy National Security Advisor John Feiner.
They've announced in recent days that they're going to allow flour to be delivered to an Israeli port in Ashdod and then brought into Gaza. These are small but consequential steps, but they're not enough.
Amidst food shortages, volunteers have been distributing bread to displaced Palestinians in Rafah. Veronica Valderas Iglesias, VOA News, Washington.
Families of hostages and their supporters called on the Israeli government to rescue and secure their release during a protest on Sunday outside Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's residence in Jerusalem. VOA's Rick Pantaleo.
Amid reports of a possible renewed hostage deal push by Qatar and Egypt, families of Hamas hostages, together with families of murdered hostages, gather to demand the immediate return of their loved ones. This is John Poland, father of Israeli hostage in Gaza, Hirsch Goldberg Poland.
I'm here tonight because my son is one of 136 hostages still being held somewhere in Gaza. And it's been 107 days, and I'm here to make noise to say we need to bring these hostages home now.
More than 100 of the hostages seized by Hamas on October 7th were freed during a short-lived November truce. Israel says 132 remain in Gaza, 27 of whom have been killed in captivity. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
And this is VOA News. New Hampshire residents vote in their presidential primary on Tuesday with one less candidate to choose from in the U.S., AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Even before the nation's second presidential contest.
I am today suspending my campaign.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis ended his presidential bid Sunday with a videotaped message.
A majority of Republican primary voters want to give Donald Trump another chance.
And gave his endorsement.
Trump is superior to the current incumbent, Joe Biden.
DeSantis came in second in Iowa, but 30 points behind Trump. And took a parting shot at rival Nikki Haley.
We can't go back to the old Republican guard of yesteryear, a repackage formed of warmed over corporatism that Nikki Haley represents.
Haley's been out in New Hampshire shaking hands and holding rallies.
Do we want more of the same, or do you want something different?
Trying to put a dent into Donald Trump's New Hampshire support. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And Donald Trump is setting aside months of criticism and mockery of Ron DeSantis after the Florida governor dropped out of the presidential race. On Sunday night, Trump was in New Hampshire hailing his former Republican rival, who endorsed the former president earlier in the day. For Trump, it's become a familiar ritual to welcome the backing of someone who once tried to take him on. The new tone puts an end to perhaps the most bitter rivalry of Republicans' 2024 campaign. Trump praised DeSantis for running a good campaign and making a gracious exit. A Russian private jet carrying six people crashed in Afghanistan. AP correspondent Mimi Montgomery with details.
A Russian private aircraft with six people on board has crashed in a remote part of Afghanistan. The Taliban say the pilot and some of the passengers survived. The crash happened in a rural mountain area in Badakhshan province, more than 150 miles northeast of the country's capital, Kabul. Following the crash, a rescue team was deployed to the area, with the pilot and others being found alive amid ongoing search operations. Russian aviation authorities confirmed the Russian-registered aircraft went missing with four crew members and two passengers on board, and that the plane stopped communicating and disappeared off the radar. The plane was operating as a charter ambulance flight traveling from India to Russia. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
Sub-freezing conditions and treacherous road rays continue to contribute to dozens of deaths this month across the United States, where states as far as south as Texas and Florida remain gripped by deadly Arctic weather on Sunday. But the number cold is expected to ease up a little bit in the coming days. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.